Pressure is mounting on the White House to intervene in the labor dispute that has halted commercial shipping on the West Coast for the past 5 days. President Bush could try to order dock workers back to their jobs by invoking the decades-old Taft-Hartley Act. But as NPR's Elaine Corey reports, it's not clear the effort would succeed.
The Taft-Hartley Act, passed 55 years ago, allows the White House to order an 80-day cooling-off period to end a strike in the event of a national emergency. California Senator Dianne Feinstein, several congressmen, and a variety of business groups all have urged the president to invoke Taft-Hartley to reopen the ports. By one estimate, the U.S. economy is losing $1 billion with each passing day. Nelson Lichtenstein, a labor historian at the University of California at Santa Barbara, agrees the current impasse has created chaos.
There is a crisis because the lockout is creating a tremendous logjam. Something will have to be done to get work restarted here.
But Lichtenstein wonders if Taft-Hartley is the tool to use. It has been invoked more than 30 times against striking unions, but not since 1978. When then-President Jimmy Carter tried to end a coal strike. That effort failed when a court ruled there was no national emergency. With the U.S. potentially on the brink of war, the White House might successfully argue an emergency exists now, but in this case, there is no strike. Peter Olney is with the Institute for Labor Education at UC Berkeley.
Where do we lay the blame for this? We have an employer who's locked out the workers.
The Pacific Maritime Association, which represents the shippers, locked out the workers on Sunday, claiming they had staged an illegal work slowdown. But the union denied the charge and only says that stalemate hasn't changed.
Now, the question that's posed here is if the workers are ordered back to work and the lockout is ended, and the employer, the Pacific Maritime Association, decides that the workers are not working fast enough, what happens? Do we call in federal troops to run the ports?
Good question, says UC Santa Barbara's Nelson Lichtenstein. He sees another possible scenario if workers are forced back to the docks, one with its own set of problems for the employer group, the PMA.
Would the PMA go to court and demand that union leaders be put in jail for continuing a kind of work action? This would seem to me to raise the stakes enormously, and I think it makes it somewhat difficult, actually, to invoke Taft-Hartley at this time.
So far, the White House has refused to say how the president will respond as the impasse extends into a sixth day. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.